sweet, sweet child, I know I'm the one to blame. Yeah, I wish I was back for my baby. Maybe this time I'll have the courage to let her know I know that I'm the one that's weak most of the time. Kiss that girl. I kissed that girl, kissed that girl, just like a husband should. Oh, I wish I was back with my sweet thing. Oh, I promise this time I'll do the right thing. I'll do the right thing. Oh, I've been sailing.
Thank you. echoes and calling you to the sound of beating wings. And every song that every bird ever knew, we will sing. No more life stripped right down to the bone. Lonely hearts in a crowded room begin to feeling lost and far from home all too soon. So clean and bright, and all the thoughts that you wanted to believe feel so right. Run through the streets to the gates at the city's edge. Shake off the years of dirt and dust. Do you dare but to look only up ahead as you must. Raise your eyes.
Of radio on planetaudio.org.nz.
Wild beaches,
the Numwolf restaurant. I love cycling around the waterfront.
Seeing the sea and knowing that it's full of dolphins and whales.
I go tramping every weekend.
Loving Auckland.
There's always something interesting, something new to find.
The harbour is absolutely amazing.
Something's always happening.
Our diversity.
The amazing views.
And the libraries.
Good weather, good people.
And it has great coffee.
I find it really hard to think of what's missing in Auckland.
planetaudio.org.nz.
Kia ora and greetings everyone, I'm Tim Lynch, inviting you to share time with me on Green Planet, Thursday mornings from 8 until 9. What will it be like beyond the day after tomorrow? What kind of world are we leaving our children? We all need to leave them a world of fresh air, clear water, healthy soil and food, and, of course, a magnificently peaceful planet. For solutions for an environmentally sustainable world of people at peace, tune to Green Planet FM 104.6, Thursday mornings, 8 until 9. Kia ora.
You're listening to 104.6 Planet FM, the Access Community radio station where there's something for everyone. Music, news and views in more than 30 different languages. Check out our website, planetaudio.org.nz, to listen to your favourite programmes on demand and to learn more about Planet FM in the About section. Now it's something for our Ghanaian community. It's time for Radio Akwaaba, which is on air at 6:15.
This is Dylan Boucher of the Sky City Breakers reminding you that hot water burns like fire. And it's our little ones who are suffering. On average, 6 children a week are in hospital from burns, which includes burns caused by bath water that's too hot. A hot water lifeguard tip: run the cold water first in the bath and test the water temperature with your wrist or your elbow. Be the hot water lifeguard in your whānau. This message was brought to you by the Burn Support Group Charitable Trust and Safe Kids Aotearoa.
Planet FM brings you radio with a distinctive South African flavour. From Auckland to Wellington, Cape Town to Durban, to Johannesburg and around the world. With music, news, shout-outs and community notices. South Africa NZ Live. Listen on 104.6 Planet FM every Saturday night at 7:35 or anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/South Africa NZ Live.
Reset on the radio.
Join us for an hour of perspectives and stories from resettled communities.
We'll bring current affairs, conversation, interview, music and more.
Resettled Radio live on Planet FM 104.6 every Saturday 10 to 5.
Proudly brought to you by the Auckland Refugee Community Coalition.
Listen anytime on planetaudio.org.nz/resettledradio.
Radio Akwaaba, Biasi Eye.
Ebreka 104.6 FM. Aman, thanks for joining us on Facebook. Hi, Amana. I hope you had a wonderful time in Hawaii. For joining us also on Facebook. Greetings to you and your wonderful families. This Radio Club 104.6 FM. Nana Asu Tano, thanks for joining us on Facebook as well. Kofi! Once you join us on Facebook, please share the video among your friends for us, please. Radio Club 104.6 FM. This is my girl, some wonderful guest in the studio here. Today, the topic for discussion is there too much? Do we have too much waste in our system? My wonderful wife, Rosemann, has just joined us on Facebook. I'm just going to take this opportunity to just have a quick announcement about Ibrahim Ali is the president of the leader of the Somalian community, and I think there's an announcement I saw on Facebook, and I think maybe it's worth sharing with our viewers on Facebook. So if you are in New Zealand, Auckland, it says the Somalia Education and Development Trust. So that's a dialogue on loving, caring, and peaceful living society. That's also, there's an event coming on the 20th of April. That's in the next couple of weeks. On Saturday, 20th April, 6 p.m. till late. The venue is the Mount Roskill War Memorial Hall. And this is after the Christchurch terrorist attack. We as Muslims and a community organization think that it's important to have a dialogue on how we can live together peacefully without any fear. Everyone is welcome. So I think maybe I'll just put this here. So Let me see if it's clear enough. I think should be clear in if the yeah. So I think the Somalian community would like to invite the general public to come join on the 20th of April. If I have time, I'll probably make it a point to go there for us as African community to go support them. Let's discuss the topic regarding how we can live together as a little community, loving and caring for one another. And I believe that we can all learn to live together as a community. And I think it's very important. So, Ibrahim Ali, if you are watching us on Facebook, if there's any information, I'll probably share later on my Facebook page. So, Abolowe has joined us on Facebook. Thanks for joining us, Abolowe. And who else is there? There are quite a few people joining us on Facebook. I'll just take my time and acknowledge all of you guys right now. Okay, yeah. So the topic for today is do we have too much waste in our system? You know, you notice that there's always a complaint as to there's lack of finances, there's not Abro is Bright is joining us. I'll join us on Facebook and he's just shouting out to all of you because it's Freddy and Ima. We always complain that we have too much waste in our system. So, okay, Cecile is a colleague, a friend of mine from Philippines, has just joined us on Facebook. So, Cecile, thanks for joining us on Facebook. So, there's always a complaint that we have lack of resources, like there's not enough money to do this, to build enough roads, to build enough hospitals. But then you also notice that Ayana Numbuagwa has joined us on Facebook. He's a good friend of mine, and we always fight on Facebook, but I was best buddies. So thanks for joining us, Ayan. So there's always a complaint as to there are too much waste in our system. If you go to Ghana now, there's too much waste. There are so many uncompleted projects. And I think one of the ones we were talking about earlier on with Kwasi Freddy was the Ayalolo buses that are there being wasted. And it's not only JQ also has joined us on Facebook. JQ, thanks for joining us on Facebook. So there's a lot of not complaint, but there's an issue regarding waste in our system. So one government comes, start a project, he doesn't finish it. The next government comes in, instead of completing what is already been started by the previous government before starting a new one, they abandon that project and begins a complete new project. And for whatever reason, they might not be able to finish it. So what happens is the next government comes in and then abandons that because they are not the one who started it and then start a new one. So because of that, we have too many uncompleted projects sitting around in Ghana. One of them is that now the Ayalolo bus has been grounded because when I was checking on Joy FM earlier on, the issue was there's not enough money to run the buses. Two, we don't have enough bus lanes. And I was like, hundreds of buses sitting out there in Accra. We cannot use them because for whatever reason. But the bus previously was working. The bus were working. When I was in Ghana, I saw the bus. I used some of them from Achimota to Ofanko. The buses are there, where they're working. You sit in there, it takes you wherever you're supposed to go. But all of a sudden, these buses have been grounded because there's no money to run them, and there are not enough bus lanes. It's not only the Ayalolo bus. We have got this beautiful hospital in Legon. One, it's sitting. The government said they are doing something about it, but you know, it appears that we don't have, the speed is not enough. And it's not only that, we have Kufo started some project somewhere else, all over the place.
Road, inland port, and
all those. I think there's affordable housing project also that was started. The Accra to the dualizing of the Accra to Kumasi Road, which was started many years ago. And I remember when I was in Ghana previously. The project was ongoing, but all of a sudden it was stopped because there was a change of government. And here we are complaining all the time, complaining. So, you know, and it's very frustrating. If you are a citizen in Ghana, it's very frustrating to be able to live in a society like this where people, your money is being spent on projects which are not being completed. Today, at the moment, as we speak now, people are complaining about some clinics. Ayan shared some of them on his Facebook the other day about some clinics somewhere which are bushes everywhere. But there are people in the community that actually need these clinics to run for them to go in there. But for whatever reason, it's been sitting there carrying dust, and people are struggling, people are suffering. But then the question now is it because I don't know, it's very hard to put a word to describe some of these ways we have in our system. But I'll come to the studio and I'll get my wonderful guest in the studio here to start. I think Kwasi is pointing to Iman to start. So I'll come straight to the studio here. Kwasi, I want to start with you. Do we have too much waste in our system?
Are you sure?
Yeah. Actually,
yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Joy has joined us on Facebook.
I'll first say good day to everybody. Mm. Yeah. In fact, it's very sad. Mm. And this is what we've been going on for a long time before me and you were born. Mm. And it's a fight between these two parties. Mm. And they don't realize how much they punish the ordinary Ghanaian like me and you. As you just mentioned about Ayalolo and some schools, not only hospitals, some schools as well. And there's always a politics around it, which to me is not really important. Then you talk about Kufuor's Dua Road and Inland Ports and all that. Mm. I was there when they started. Mm. And when the new government took over, they abandoned them. Mm. It has been ongoing thing. It's not a new thing. That's why I say the politicians are all the same. You see, you're talking about the Ayalolo bus. I was watching it on UTV, and according to the guy, he said there has been some corruption because the bus was supposed to cost a certain price, but it was overpriced. Mm. But at the same time, had the same scenario whereby during the time whereby ex-president was exiting, he imported a very luxury car that was meant for presidential only. Mm. It didn't arrive on time, and there was alleged that it was too expensive. Mm. But because it was purchased for the presidential use, they were able to negotiate and took the car and share it among themselves, which is Kufuor's administration. Mm. That's the car they are using now, some of the cars. Mm. See what I mean? But these are yellow bars. It's meant for somebody like me and you. Mm. That's why we always say that the politicians don't care about the ordinary people. Mm. You see what I mean? Mm. That bar is supposed to be for me and you. Mm. And now they grounded it and had an excuse that it was overpriced, which is not really good. So me and my advice to a lot of people that you don't need to support wrongdoing. If you have a leader, that's why you're loyal to them, you like him. When somebody's going on which is not good, you better open up and say it. Mm. Yeah, too much waste. There's a lot of things we have no idea about it. Mm. And it costs millions of dollars. Mm. As you were talking about the yellow bus, they were talking about $750 million that they spent, which is not small money.
And then the money has, the bus has been grounded. Yeah.
And it's not like a house whereby you said that it's not going to develop. The cars, once you buy them, it gets devalued.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So, whatever you do, whatever may, the cars is in Ghana already.
You have to use them.
You have to use them. Mm. But because it's not going to be given to the ministers, and because for me and you and my mom or my grandmother or my auntie, we the poor ones, they manage to put it aside. It means they don't really care about people of Ghana. They only think about themselves. Mm. And that's the politician from Ghana. Mm. Yeah. So I'll rest here for the time being. I'll give it to my younger brother to carry on.
Okay. Okay. Isabella said they can't hear us properly. So we'll try and... Ima, too much waste in our system.
Yes, Kojo. I think good evening to our listeners and good morning to those listening to us from Ghana. No, I think in some ways, that is true, that there is some waste in our system. So, but sometimes, you know, it's It's a hard one. It's a hard one. And from a reality point of view, this is what happens, okay? So you want to become a president or an MP. You come and campaign. And where we come from, building amenities is seen as success. And so our government tell us they are going to build schools, they're going to build hospitals, they're going to build roads, they're going to give us water. And those are the things they campaign on for which we vote for them. So now the idea is that if I come into power, I should do stuff for people to see that I've done what I said I was going to do. And we live, you see, the kind of politics we do is very polarized. And so that if I come and do what you have started, the question then becomes, where are my own ideas? And so we live in a country where, and this is not new. Seriously, this is not new. And he said it predates even when Uncle Freddy says he was born. But that tells you that this goes far. I mean, if you look at when Nkrumah was overthrew, when we overthrew Nkrumah, projects were suspended. If you look at Tema silos, the silos at Tema, some were abandoned. Look at the Champon, started the building for police offices. Where are they now? Some are abandoned. You come down, even before, it's not just an MPP and easy thing. It's a political thing. It's just us doing bad and evil to ourselves. And sometimes it's hard to say, but we have to say it. Because again, the idea is that I don't have to continue the project you started. Because if I do, now just let's give a very practical example. Look at the Kotoka International Airport. Look at the terminal, Terminal 3.
Yeah.
Look at what happened. When the project was completed, what did people say?
JM Legacy.
JM Legacy. don't go even far. Yeah. Now look at what happened when we started the Bui Dam project.
Yeah.
When President Kufuor also was out of office and Mel started it. What did MPP say?
Kufuor's legacy.
Kufuor's legacy.
Yeah.
And so it's hard. It's hard for you to come in and spend your energies to continue the projects that others have started. Because once you do, people will turn around to tell you, what have you done? Because all that you've done really is to finish up what we did. And so you should rather go and give us a chance to come and rule. And that doesn't make it right.
So we are ruling, we're not leading.
Of course we are. And that's the problem we have.
Because as you said this, because if this president starts something and it ends here, he is not the only president. Either we didn't vote for him or we are opposition. It's us. It's our money. It's your sweat. The little man that you send here, the rebate, your cocoa farm, your grandfather's cocoa farm, the other thing that you get, small money they get from other, even Paopa. You're talking about other money they get from other businessmen. So the money is not particularly for you, a particular party. It's for the country. So if you come in and then you do that, do you really care about the people that you're leading? As I say, I will not even call them leaders. I will say, rulers. You see what I mean? Because it's very, very sad and people need to talk about it. You cannot say this person did this, so therefore it's like tit for tat. That's what they're doing. And it's not from their own pocket money. If it's from their own pocket money, I don't think they will be doing that. You see? So, as I said, when I saw that, and it's not a small bus, very quality buses. Very quality. And the guy who is in charge now, which is Maslow, he said something very, very interesting. He said to himself, he's not perfect, though. It means to me, if he had a chance, he also do the same thing as the previous administration did. You see what I mean? We are all corrupt. Just accept it. So, you cannot leave the buses there. You're talking about maybe voting right buses, whereby people need bus to go from here to there, and you abandon it. And you talk about corruption. And sometimes you say, NDC is corrupt. We are all corrupt. We're not doing the right thing for the people. It's about doing the right thing for the people. You see?
I get your point. What I'm trying to say is just trying to explain why these things happen. Now,
I'll just read a few comments.
Okay, so Justin says, who is poor? Because he says, well, you made a comment that the poor people suffer. And yeah. Justin is saying, who is poor? You are not poor, because he's ready.
Justin,
you are rich man Lazarus. Okay, and McLean says, good point, Ima. Karen Clark. Okay, you said good morning. It happens in every country. My country does it. That's the same thing. Okay, so Karen, if you can tell us where you, which country you're from, and where you're watching us from, that would be very good. Okay, Justice also come back. Say good point, bro. I like the submissions. And Liz, look, Cecile from she's from Philippines, so she's watching us. She said it is the same in the Philippines because of partisan practice in the government. Different parties have different goals, and when their term ends, we are left with unfinished projects.
Mm. Okay, so it seems like that's what I was trying to say. And there's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is two main things.
Mm.
One, because of pettiness, and two, because of political immaturity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
And so you see, it's because most of our leaders are really mature. And that's what, if you listen to what Kenneth Japon said, he said at a time, Akufo-Addo came to his house, and was asking him, Ken, why is it that when any government comes into power, all the businesses that were operating with under those government that existed, they tend to suffer? And he was shocked, because he felt, why would you ask me that now? Because we are campaigning to come to power, and the idea is once we come into power, all those businesses must suffer so that we can gain. But the man was thinking differently, and that's political maturity. And you know, one of the reasons why we tend is a cycle. For most developing countries, a cycle, which is, I come to power with my ideas, and the ideas are not unique, but I want to gain from politics. And the only way to gain is to do project. If I start a new project, if I initiate the project, I look for funding for that project, I gain. And so if I come to continue what you have started, you perhaps have taken your 10% and you are gone. And so how do I start with nothing? I need to get money as well.
So
you see, we end up, it's a cycle that we are perpetuating. And you see, when they you see, a money which has already, you see, when Muhammad exited, now he comes back and says, and that's just very recent, and he's saying that, oh, they've abandoned all my projects, all my roads, all my day schools, all my chips compound, they've abandoned them. And so just some few years before he exited, MPP was crying. They've abandoned our project.
So it means our politicians don't want to grow. That's me.
I wouldn't say they don't want to grow. I think that, you see, we will get there. It's a process. It's a process. We will get there. Okay. Yes. There's going to be a time when people will be demanding.
So this is the time you have to demand, eh?
It started. This is a conversation we're having now. Because again, the point is that, you see, we still, and most people, depending on where you belong, are either happy or against it. You see, and you see, it's tricky, because again, if you want to go hardcore politics, why would you do your opponent's project? Because if you do that, you are giving credence to what they have done, and you are just saying to the world that these guys were smarter. So I've come to power 4 years, I did nothing but to complete what these guys started, which in reality should be what we should be doing, because most of the projects they started are what we need. We don't really need new projects. Well, there are lots of, you see, the housing project you talked about. If you go to Kumasi and look at those houses that are still there idle, and you ask yourself, so why do we come back and say you're going to start new projects? And we had this, but Professor Mills, to his blessed memory, started STX.
Yes.
He went to Korea.
Yeah.
Went for loan to start a new building project.
Which was not important.
Meanwhile,
the affordable houses were already
We had not completed them.
Yeah.
Of course, because if you start a new project, it's to your gain. And so this is not just within the government. It's within our schools. If you go to some of these universities, if you go to some of these, even churches, it happens everywhere. Projects that are uncompleted because people have exited. And so people's exit means projects die. And we don't continue them. And we can't blame people as well, because again, new law.
So okay, I'll come back to, you said something earlier on, and I think... you said because in Africa politics, people will look at it and say, okay, you came 4 years, you haven't done anything. But all what they did was completed what somebody else have done. So these politicians are, so that's what we want. Okay, because that's what we are asking. So they also have come to the point to understand that that's what we want. So they also providing our expectation that when you come in, abandon the old one, because that's what we are.
No, we don't want. You see, the point is this: our politicians are not doing what we want. They are rather telling us what they want us to want.
What? Yeah.
Because they shape. You see, if you look at the media in Ghana, for example, politics shapes it. They either own it or they give the content. So whatever we listen to is shaped by them. And so they shape everything. They shape our lives, everything. So we don't want them to do it, but that's what they are doing. And they do that for a reason. The reason is that they want to come back to us until we get to a point where building social amenities is no longer a campaign promise. So that you can't come and tell me that you're going to build roads, because building roads is part of your responsibilities.
So that's what you were elected to do.
That's what someone, I was reading someone, said that it's just like someone saying that I've impregnated my wife, so praise me. But that's your duty.
Yeah.
That's what you have, that's what you have assigned yourself to do.
Yeah.
So you should impregnate her.
Yeah.
And so you've done nothing really if you do those kind of projects.
Yeah. Or you've paid your kids' school fees.
Absolutely. What I think, yes. Because they're responsible for it.
Yeah.
And those are, until we get to a point where our politicians begin to see that doing those stuff is mandatory. And so you can't come around and say that I've done well. Then there's going to be continuity. Because the other party has no excuse to say that you came and all that you've done is to finish off this project. Because again, now if you get to Kutukan International Airport, Terminal 3, you're happy. It gives you a sense of pride. Oh, Ghana, this is beautiful. It doesn't matter who did it.
Yeah,
NDC, MPP is done, and so we are happy. But the people will continue to remind us that Muhammad did it.
So
we should praise Muhammad for doing it. And that's the problem.
So it means we need to take that kind of concept.
So the ordinary person need to change our mentality of say everything. Kufu's legacy, Muhammad legacy, Mills legacy. So that if we feed the politician this kind of information, they also grow in that.
They grow in that. Yeah. Because you see what I realize is even Ghana politicians, they do this when they are performing as if they are doing you a favor. You see, it got to a certain point that they said, "Oh, you didn't vote for this part A, so therefore, even pipe on water, we're not going to supply you." They punish you because they didn't get much vote from your side. I call it, they don't want to grow. Our party is not really matured. They need to be more mature. That's what I will put it. Because at the end of the day, we have to say we have done it. Because the money that we spend, it didn't come from your pocket. How many politicians how many of them that has even really started a business on him of himself? The age of maybe 20 or 30, then he built up on his own business before he joined politics. Only a few of them.
Most of them are from graduates.
From graduates and all that.
Foot soldier.
And then
a communicator, and then become an MP.
That's what I mean. But when it comes to even work-wise, they have no idea. They have no experience. You understand?
But not every one of them.
I didn't say everybody. I said some of them.
Okay, so let's do some comments. Okay, so Alex is from Malaysia. He joined us on Facebook.
Alex, Kevin, how are you?
Kevin has joined us on Facebook. Josephine has joined us on Facebook. Steve, Rakwami, you've joined us on Facebook. Karis has joined us on Facebook. And Collins Labby, he says, there is something fundamentally wrong, and it's the system failure. Our governance structure breeds corruption. We are under constitutional servitude. We have no state policy. Okay, yeah, so that is it. And JQ says, I think when they do come to power, they focus more on their manifestos. Sometimes we can blame the leaders, because if they start completing all the uncompleted projects from the previous government, the same citizens will be bashing them, saying that that's not what you were elected to do.
Okay, yeah,
and exactly that, JQ. Okay, because you got.
Well, we all need. They need to change their mind, because people are getting frustrated. See, when they abandoned Kufuor's project, especially the dual road.
Yeah.
when I got to Ghana, I wasn't very happy. If at the same time, when they abandoned, the inland port, at the same time, I wasn't very happy. You see, and then two wrongs cannot be right.
Yeah.
That's why I said they need, one of them needs to grow. You cannot continue to say that they did this to me last year, so I'm going to do it, pay you back.
You do me, I do you.
You do me, I do you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That thing needs to stop. That is me.
Okay, Bawa also joined us from Australia. Bawa, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. That thing needs to stop. And we as a youth, I've realized that most of it, when I was in Ghana, I was very, very impressed.
Because we as a youth, we are youth.
I'm 16.
Yeah. So you said something. I think I want us to come to that point. You said if you do me, I do you.
Yeah.
And it comes back to the point that say, like, let's say when you are in a government, some of them, example, if you when you are in government, example, and you you you.